It's episode 4 of KidCast School Tour, what the kids are talking about. This week we're headed west across the country to the small townland of Gurtshkehi, about 15 minutes from Claremorris in County Mayo. I'm not going to lie, my heart was in my mouth as we were driving up the incredibly narrow Boreens. But what a treat was in store when we arrived. What first struck me was the beautifully colourful sign for Gurtshkehi National School, each letter decorated with drawings by each child in the school. We walked past the sensory garden, the polytunnels, and of course I can't forget...
the chickens!
But I was eager to get inside and meet the kids responsible for this week's...
It's Misha Jamie from Miss Thomas's 5th class at Gurtshkehi National School. You know, Miss Thomas actually teaches 5th and 6th in the same room, so we're delighted to bring you our co-production. Now, we couldn't have been happier with our subject for this episode, because we are mad. So mad, we made up some of our own sound effects. Can you guess what our subject is? Ah, right, we might need a bit more help from the class. Any hints, guys?
Exercise.
Active.
It's physical.
Movement.
Yes, everyone, it's our favourite time of the week. It's...
physical education!
But what exactly is PE?
PE is a subject that gets us to physically move. There are 6 main parts of PE in schools. Athletics, dance, gymnastics, outdoor and adventure activities, games and aquatics.
You know, we're really lucky to get so many different PE experiences at school.
We go cycling to school.
We go swimming on Fridays.
Their teacher invited us down for a dance battle.
And we so won.
We have GAA competitions. Coming to Montreal and McCartan Cup. And mini sevens as well.
Denise comes into us. She teaches us Gaelic.
We had a rugby coach called Will and he teaches us rugby.
Billy Fitzpatrick came to visit us and we played a match with him. Billy Fitzpatrick is a retired Mayo player and he was one of the founding members of our local GAA club, Gary Moore.
We play rounders.
We do Just Dance at the movement break. We watched a video of different skills being shown to us for Gaelic and we practiced them outside in the Astro.
There's lots of different reasons that we love doing PE, like...
well, not doing other subjects.
So we can get out and exercise.
A healthy body gives us a healthy mind.
It's good just to not be sitting down all day.
Sports and GAA teaches us to work as a team.
PE teaches us about winning and losing.
But there's no doubt what our favourite part of PE is.
Gaelic.
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 The cat is out of the bag. We're Gaelic mad here at Gurtshkehi National School.
But it doesn't come without its disadvantages.
I don't really like when we have to do drills instead of playing Gaelic.
I don't like it when teacher mixes the teams.
I don't like when we have to do laps.
I don't like when the ball goes out in the field. You have to walk on a wall and go get it. It's very dangerous.
I don't like when we have to use a bad foot.
I don't like when the ball goes out to the chickens because they always come at you.
I don't like when we have to pass to a girl. They always lose the ball.
I don't like when fifth class lads think they're better than everyone else.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, guys, let's leave the class politics till later. Now back to our show. Anyone got any good ideas?
We really want to do a factual show because we're not really that interested in fiction. We do so many types of PE that we want our listeners to know about, and I don't think we'd be able to explain that properly through fiction.
It's called GAA Gossip.
You have to guess like the song lyric and then like do the answer and then you get like a homework class. We're going to teach our listeners how to play a new game at school.
We could do a survey about what's the most popular sport in the school.
We're going to have a comedy show.
We can tell jokes. Like, what do you say to a cow that's playing football?
Move it, you're too slow. We're going to talk about our experiences with the swimming program.
We're thinking we'll have 2 presenters. They're going to interview Billy Fitzpatrick, Ender Hessian, and Kevin McStay.
Very good guest choices there. Far better than Kira's suggestion of getting tips from the Dublin team. That didn't go down well.
Oh, I think our editor was supposed to edit that out.
Hey, Frank, were you flat out editing this episode?
Yeah, Jamie, it was pretty busy, all right. After the workshop with Kira, the producers gave us our schedule. The first week was quite enough for the editors, because that was when the researchers were gathering all the information and the writers were writing the script. My job as the editor was to check the script for spelling and grammar mistakes and to make sure the script flowed well, so that means each segment linked well to the next. And I also had to make sure the script wasn't too short or too long.
Thanks, Frank. Well, now you've a good idea of what we've been up to, it's time to crack on with our show.
Fizz 8!
Hi everyone, I'm Daphne. And I'm really looking forward to sharing our love of PE at our small country school in South Mayo, Gurtshgehe National School. We only have about 80 pupils here, but we're lucky to have some amazing facilities. We have a full-sized Astro and a mini Astro too. We're also part of the Active Flag Initiative, which encourages us to be active and have fun while doing it. In 2019, we earned our first active flag, and now we're working hard to earn our second with our slogan,
"We are active, we are cool. We're Gurtshgehe National School."
We have big ideas when it comes to keeping fit and happy. So whether you're sitting down or on the go, let's dive in and explore how we keep moving. But first, here's Kira with a riddle to get your brain moving. So Daphne, in what sport do the winners move backwards and the losers move forwards? Stay tuned everyone for the answer at the end of our show. I'll definitely need a bit longer to think about that one. In the meantime, I want to know what's so special about PE at Gurtshgehe.
Well Daphne, PE is part of everything we do. Our teachers make sure we're moving during the whole day. Sometimes we do stretches in the morning or take movement breaks, so we stay focused during our lessons.
Everyone is included in PE. It doesn't matter if you're the fastest runner or just starting to learn new skills. Everyone gets to be part of it.
And PE isn't just about sports. It's about having fun and staying active and feeling good.
Oh yes, that's why PE is one of our favourite times of the week. I'm joined now by a few more of my classmates who are going to tell us a bit more about what we get up to. So what's first up, guys?
Hi, I'm Alva, and I love athletics. So athletics is all about running, jumping and throwing. At school, we make it so fun by doing obstacle courses and having races during sports day. I do athletics every Monday and Thursday. We do like different types of sports like hurdles, high jump, long jump, relays, sprints, turbo / javelin. The turbo's like a big dart and the javelin's like a big stick. You have to throw them and you have to get it the furthest. It's great fun, especially when your friends join in too.
That does sound like great fun, Alva. What are you guys up to over there?
We do all kinds of dances here, like Irish dancing and line dancing with Sharon. She is a friend of our teacher's. We're really good at a dance called the Cowboy Charleston. It's a lively dance. Sharon teaches us our dances and then we show them off at community events. We had great fun with the tumbling patties. We performed our dances with our grandparents and our parents.
Oh yeah, Adam, that was a great day out. Now, speaking of getting out,
so now we can take full advantage of our gorgeous rural setting, from treasure hunts and maths trails to nature walks. These type of activities help us develop problem-solving skills, and also we can connect with the local environment. Reen's going to tell us about our school tour last year, which was outdoors.
Yeah, so for our school tour, we went to Wildlands in Galway. Wildlands is an adventure park with loads of activities. We did disc golf. So that replaces a golf ball with a frisbee. We also did archery and we all loved the ninja course. We had to use our ninja skills to climb, balance, jump and swing, testing our agility and endurance. It was a great day.
Oh yeah, that was brilliant. I hope we get to go back there. But we can have lots of fun at school too. Playing
games!
Gushgetty loves getting creative with novelty games. Games are a great way to learn about teamwork and strategy. One of our favourites is Foot Rounders, and Jamie's going to teach you how to play it.
So Foot Rounders is a twist on the classic game of Rounders. But instead of a bat and a slitter, we use a football. So one team lines up and the other team spreads out. The team that's lining up has a ball and they kick it as far as they can while the person starts to run to the four bases spread out on the field. If the team spread out catch the ball and the person's in between the two bases, then that person's out. And also if the person kicks the ball and they catch it immediately, you're also out. If you get three people out, it's a turnover, so the other team lines up to kick the ball and the other team spreads out. It's actually really good fun. You should give it a go with your class.
Yeah, Jamie, I love a great game of Foot Rounders, but not so much in the rain. I prefer leaving getting wet for...
Every year, 1st to 6th class have swimming lessons. We take a bus to Clamaris Leisure Centre and the lessons are on for about 6 to 8 weeks. We all do the same skills, like the backstroke, breaststroke, butterfly and front crawl, but we're in different depths.
Amazing! Thanks guys for describing all the different types of PE we get up to. Ah, it's Mark, Carson and Dara. They're here now to lighten things up a little. Get ready, folks. It's the Jumping Jokers.
Hey, Daphne, why do basketball players love cookies and milk?
Why do they like cookies and milk?
Because they want to dunk them.
Hey, Daphne, did you hear about the dog that didn't want to play football?
Why didn't he want to play football?
Because he was a boxer.
Hey, Daphne, why does a golfer always wear two pairs of pants?
I've no clue, Mark.
In case he gets a hole in one.
Asher, isn't she just hilarious?
Do you remember when we said to the listeners we'd help them win a homework pass?
Oh, yeah, so how are we going to do that then?
All they have to do is tell us what action this song is about.
Michael, that was far too easy. Although I'm out of breath from all that jumping around, let's make things a little more challenging. Now, if you can get 5 out of 5 in our true or false quiz, then your teacher has to give you a homework pass. Ready? Take it away, Shane Ryan.
Question 1. Footballer Cristiano Ronaldo is considering retiring. True or false?
False. Even at 40 years of age, he said he's still not considering retiring.
Question 2. Basketball player LeBron James has 11 NBA Most Valuable Player awards. True or false?
False. He has 4. However, he's the only player in NBA history to play all 5 court positions.
Question 3. The oldest soccer player is from Japan. True or false?
It's true. Japan's Kashio Oshii Miura, or King Katsu, is a 57-year-old Japanese professional footballer with the world's longest professional football career.
Question 4. Gaelic football star Brian Fenton has retired from Dublin GAA. True or false?
That's true.
And lastly, question 5. Olympic gold medals are mostly made from silver. True or false?
That is true. Traditionally, the gold medals are made from 92.5% silver, but they have to contain at least 6 grams of gold.
Fantastic, guys. That was a little harder than I expected. No homework pass for me. But how did you guys get on at home? If you're dragging behind a little, stay tuned for our fun, fit fact finders.
Exercise helps with stress. Physical exercise increases your body's level of feel-good neurotransmitters called endorphins.
The human body has 650 muscles, and exercise helps to train them. With strong muscles, we can help protect our joints from injury, especially as we age.
Exercise helps you make new friends. When you join a new team or club, friendship gives us connection, and it also lowers the risk of health problems like depression.
Thanks, guys. We're really learning so much on this show. And if you'd like to learn what it takes to be a county football manager, then Caitlin and Niamh have a real treat for us.
Thanks, Daphne. I'm delighted to be joined now by the one and only Mayo football manager, Kevin Maxday. Thanks so much for joining Caitlin and myself on KidCast School Tour, Kevin.
Thank you very much, Niamh and Caitlin, for having me.
I'd like to start by asking you if the role of football manager is a full-time job and what exactly it entails.
I was thinking about that last night, and just to give you a sense of what my week looks like, we have three sessions with the team, so usually two training, Tuesday, Thursday, and a game at the weekend. Those sessions would be 8 or 9 hours. You know, from the time I leave my house, I leave around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, we'd have players coming from Dublin, so they're leaving at 3 o'clock in the day and they don't get back till 1 o'clock in the morning. And then there are hundreds of texts, a lot of calls and a lot of emails. Then we have meetings online, something like you and I are doing now. I have face-to-face meetings with players and the back room. When I total them up, I'm looking after 60 people. I would say probably when I add it all up, 40, 50 hours a week.
What age did you start playing football?
I'd say from the minute I understood that a ball was great crack, so maybe around 4 or 5, I was always interested in sport and in football. And I always had a great love for it. So I would say, yeah, probably 4 or 5, I knew about it. 7 or 8, it started getting organised. In national school, that's where it would have all started.
What are the best and most difficult aspects to managing a county team?
That was a really good question, Niamh. And I had to think about that a bit, because at this level, there's a kind of a saying, the highs are high, but the lows are low. I would say the easiest parts or the best parts of being Mayo manager is when the team is doing well, when we're winning games. There's great fun getting ready for big games, or maybe in All-Ireland over the last few years with Mayo. It's one of the few groups in our county that has the ability to raise the mood of the county. And that's a kind of a very powerful thing. But then the opposite, you know, losing tight games by a point or in extra time or penalties. I would say leaving players off teams when I have to pick teams with my selectors and I can only start 15, that can be tough. That can be, you know, a hard part of the job. Or leaving players off panels is even tougher again, because they put in this big work. Maybe they'll have to wait till next year.
What was your most memorable experience as a Mayo manager?
Well, I've been Mayo manager for 2 years now. I'm going into my 3rd year now with the group. I suppose my most memorable experience was the night I was appointed. That was a big night for myself and for my wife and my girls, because I really had wanted to have a go at the job. You always want to test yourself, Caitlin, to see, well, can you? I was a very proud night for all of us. And then on the field, I would, you know, in our 1st year, we won the National League, which is the second most important competition in Gaelic football. And then we were delighted with that. It didn't get as much traction because ultimately Mayo are chasing the big cup, the Championship Cup. And in 2025, we'll certainly be chasing down the Connacht Championship and we'll be eyeing up the Sam Maguire.
How does a young player like us eventually make a county team?
This is the question I always love answering, because to see a player like Enda Hessian come out of your national school means that there's always the possibility of one of you girls or lads making it onto the Mayo ladies team or the men's team. But it doesn't happen by chance. It doesn't happen by skill. These would be the few pointers I would give. Number one, a love of the game and a passion for it. Then I would say practice. And when you're finished practicing, do more practice. And when you have that done, do a little bit more again. So you must master the skills of the game. And then find a big field or an athletics track and make sure you're good at running. You're athletic. You don't mind the pain of 200 meter runs and 400 meter runs and 800 meter runs, because that will be a huge advantage to you when you go to play football at a higher level.
Thanks, Kevin. Fantastic tips. Thanks for joining us on KidCast today.
Well, the pleasure was all mine, guys. Absolutely delighted as Mayo manager to take time out to chat to the students and teachers in Gurtskehi. An absolute pleasure.
Bye, Kevin. Thank you.
Wow, That was fascinating. I've so many more questions I'd have liked to ask Kevin, but unfortunately we're nearing the end of our show.
Excuse me, Daphne. You didn't forget about the old riddle, did you? Remember I asked you, in what sport do the winners move backwards and the losers move forwards?
Of course, sorry, Kira. I've been pretty busy presenting the show, so can you tell me the answer?
The answer is... a tug of war.
Ah, very good. Thanks, Kira. And thank you so much to all of you for listening. And remember, staying active is really important. So find something you like to do, whether it's dancing, playing sports, or just running around with friends. That's it from us. Until next time.
Keep moving! Stay active! And have fun!
This episode of KidCast School Tour was created by 5th and 6th class at Gurshgehi National School for RTE Junior Radio. It was produced by Kira O'Donoghue, who also co-edited with sound engineer Conan Brophy. KidCast School Tour is funded by RTE and Commission Na Mban with a television licence fee. Special thanks to our guest, Kevin McStay.
This is
RTE Junior Podcast!
For more, search RTE Kids Podcast.